Let's play a game. In the game of 15, we have a tile set that we allow the user to move around the tiles until the numbers are arranged in the correct order. How do we do this? The game is a little involved, so in 15.c, you'll find a lot of distribution code. In that distribution code, it accepts and parses the command line arguments, creates the board, and then enters the gameplay by checking to see whether the game is won and exiting if it is, and otherwise getting input from the user to see which tile should be moved and calling that function. So what do we actually have to do? Well, within 15.c, you'll find calls to four functions: init, draw, move, and won, and that's our job to implement. Init stands for initialize, where we initialize the 2D integer array that will represent our board. Now, this board is going to be of dimensions D, given by the user, where that dimension is less than the game's given maximum. We've encountered 1D arrays already, so what are 2D arrays? Well, they're not all that different. We can just represent 2D arrays as grids. Here, I've initialized a new 2D array called grid. You'll see that I put two indicators for the dimension as opposed to one in a one-dimensional array. So I'm going to declare every single element of this grid explicitly, where grid 00 is 8, and grid 01 is 7, grid 02 is 6. You'll see that the indicator for the row comes first, and then the index for the column comes second. So now proceeding to the next row, then the first index in all of my declarations is going to be 1. So indeed, we have grid at 10 set as 5, grid at 11 set as 4, and grid at 12 set to 3. Moving on to the last row, I have grid at 20 equal to 2, and grid at 21 equal to 1. Now, in the physical version of the game of 15, it's actually made up of tiles, whereby the player moves those tiles around in order to move the tiles into correct descending order. So in our digital version of the game of 15, we also want a blank space for that user. So we're not going to display a number there. But knowing that this is an integer grid, we have to put an integer there, but we're not going to display it. So it's up to you to choose which one makes most sense to you. So to recap, for initialize, we want to initialize the board, a 2D integer array, with the starting state of the game of 15 board, where board at index ij represents the tile at row I and column j. And the numbers for these tiles start in descending order, left to right, top to bottom. So what does the pseudocode look like? Well, to iterate over the entire grid, then for each row and each column, we want to set the value for the tile. It might look something like this, a nested for loop. Here, integer I iterates over the rows and integer j iterates over the columns. And within that, we set the tile's value. Now, unfortunately, it's not quite so simple. In order for the game of 15 to be completely winnable, then there are certain cases with certain numbers of tiles when you actually have to swap the 2 tile with the 1 tile. The rule is that whenever the dimension D is even, you swap 2 and 1. So in the case that we already talked about with D being 3, we don't need to worry about that. But when D is 4, for instance, then we actually have to switch the 1 and the 2 tile. So make sure you include a case in order to check whether D is even or not. I'll give you a hint. Modulo might come in handy. Now that we've initialized our board, it's time to go on to drawing it. Now, if we follow the same pattern as we did when we initialized the board, then we'll iterate over the board in the same exact order as we initialized it. So let's iterate over the rows first and then the columns and then print the tile's value. Now, since this is a visual game, we want to make sure that the users can sort of see where the tiles end and begin and when the rows end and begin. So let's print a new line and perhaps some other characters to indicate when tiles and rows begin and end. We're almost done with the draw function, which will print the current state of the board whenever the draw function is called. All that's left is to ensure proper formatting. So for this, we'd like you to print a blank space before any single digit numbers. That way, single digit numbers and double digit numbers will look the same. For this, all you have to do is modify your original printf statement for printing an integer, except instead of a %i, let's add a %2i. That way, we'll ensure that a space is printed before any single digit numbers and no space before a double digit. then the very last thing to do in this draw function is to make sure that the user can visually see where the blank tile is. For this, we're representing it with an underscore. The board is a 2D array of integers, and an underscore definitely isn't an integer, so how do you reconcile the two? Well, I propose that as you're iterating over your board and printing those values, you include a condition where you make sure to print an underscore in lieu of whatever other integer you've stored in that blank tile location. So now that we've drawn our board, it's time to move it. In move, you want to implement the functionality where the user has already given you the tile number, not the tile location. So your first job is to find that tile location. Try to see if you can do this in a nice iterative manner. So then next we want to edit the board array to move that tile, but only if the move is legal. A legal move in the game of 15 is to move any tile that's above, below, to the left, or to the right of the blank tile. So in this case, the 8, the 5, and the 2 are all legal tiles to move, but not the 7 because that one's diagonal to the blank. Once we've found that, we swap the tile and the blank tile. So even though we searched for that 8 tile before, we're always going to need that blank tile. So I suggest that you keep track of where the blank is using two nicely named variables. Great. So now the user can move any valid tiles. The last thing to do is to check to see whether they've won the game. The 15.c file calls 1, and 1 returns true if the game is won and false otherwise. The rule for the game of 15 is that the game is won when the tiles are in increasing order, left to right, top to bottom. So how do we check this? Well, let's iterate over the board and check each value. And if any value is incorrect, then we'll return false, and then the user has to keep on playing the game. But once we've checked all the values, then we'll return true. The user has won, and so have you, because you've completed the game of 15. My name is Zamyla, and this was 15.